The other day, while driving down to Vineyard Haven, I tuned into one of my favorite NPR talk shows. The topic was grief, grieving, and comeback. The guests were a renowned rabbi and a therapist who specializes in loss. The host's wife had died 2 months ago, and when he describes his marriage, it's storybook. He asks us, the listeners, to call in and share our experiences, but most of all, he's looking for a roadmap to heal. He wants advice to help him negotiate his pain. I'm an expert on grief. I'll call in. The rabbi says it's not over till it's over. The first caller says you're lucky your relationship was so beautiful. Most people never find that kind of love. The host says yes, but it's gone. The next caller says you're linked forever. You'll always be linked, just in a different form. But she's not here, he says. These are not roadmaps. They're like saying, I know just how you feel, or you'll get over it in time, or she's in a better place. He and I both know that everyone means well and that their hearts are in the right place. I've entered West Tisbury and I'm dialing on my cell phone. The line is busy. I don't know what I'll say, but I know the words will come, my being the expert and all. Then the rabbi says, touch. That's what people need, to be touched. He shares a story about the wise man in the village who goes to the home of someone who has just lost her baby. The wise man sits in the corner and says nothing. After about an hour, he gets up and hugs the young mother, and he leaves. There it is. That was as good advice as anything I could have come up with. I guess I don't need to call. But then the psychologist says people have trouble letting out their emotions. She says a lot of her clients say they just can't cry. And now again I want to call and tell him, sob. I'll tell him there are toxins in tears because I know that. So cry it out, I'll say. Cry, sob, wail, pound the dashboard of your car, get on all fours on the floor and scream, why? Not exactly what I did when I lost my son, but it's good sound advice for him. Yep, I think I better call. Then the rabbi says, people go into shock. Some people feel nothing. Even though my son Dan was sick for so long, and I knew he was going to die, I never, ever, 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 ever really believed it. So when it actually happened, I went numb. And now, for the first time here on the radio, I am hearing a description of me. No, I will not call. I have no words. I am no expert. I don't know how anyone feels. He's not in a better place. Everyone grieves differently. And the rabbi's right. It's not over till it's over.